Dr. Pym and the boys of the fourth form are still at the Royal Show. The reason for the visit was that the doctor considered the show had a definite educational value, but so far he's paid dearly for his education. He's just been robbed by a hairpin stud watch chain fountain pen salesman, much to the amusement of the boys. Well, let's go back to the showgrounds and see what happened.
Have they got any more money left, sir?
Money?
Yes, of course he has.
Listen, I wish you boys would be good enough to mind your own business.
Yes, well, by the way you were buying those fountain pens and things, I thought you must have plenty of money.
Oh, did you? Well, listen, if any of you boys dare mention that business about the fountain pens and watch chains again, I'll deal with you. That was a most unfortunate happening. The man was a downright rogue.
Yeah.
I was simply the victim of sharp practices, and I'd like to forget the whole incident.
Why, sir?
Well, it was... Why? Never mind. Why? Just forget it. That's all.
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, now we'll come over and see the fat lady.
Exactly.
No, we won't.
Bottom.
I want to see the joker who swallows the blow lamp.
Listen, I'll make you swallow a blow lamp if you don't keep quiet. We didn't come onto the showgrounds to watch people swallowing blow lamps. We came down here to learn a few things of general interest.
Yes, well, the fat lady's interesting.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. I've seen the pictures in the paper.
Oh, have you?
Yes. She's 25 years old, yeah, weighs 48 stones, she's 6 feet tall, yeah, she's 63 inches around the waist, she eats 12 pounds of potatoes a minute.
Green bottle!
Yes?
Would you mind holding your tongue?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, and she's alive.
Alive, is she?
Yes, of course she is.
Well, so is the joker with the blow lamp.
Yes, but he's not 48 stones.
Well, I never said he was.
Yes, well, she is.
Well, can I have that?
No.
Look, will you two stop carrying on that dogfight?
Yes,
Where on earth do you think you are? You're behaving like a couple of tomcats.
Yes.
Well, don't.
Tomcats don't have dogfights.
Don't they?
No.
All right, well, nobody said they did.
Yes, you did. You said we're having a dogfight. And right on top of that
there.
House.
Serves you right, Bob. I'm sorry I had to smack you in public like that, but you just asked for it.
Yes.
Yes, look out, you don't get one, too.
Yes.
Now, let's get over to this pavilion.
What's that over there, sir?
Where? Oh, what, that machinery thing?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, now, listen, boys, this is where we'll probably learn something from this.
Yes, well, what?
Now, you see that machine thing there?
Where? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what's known as it's one of those things for getting the cream from the milk.
A skimmer.
No.
Yes, well, we always skim our milk.
Yes, all right. Well, so you might, but this is a machine they do it with.
Oh.
Who?
Yeah.
Well, anybody who wants to get the cream from the milk.
Why, sir?
Why? Well, perhaps I shouldn't have started this.
No,
all right. Well, listen.
Well, what's it called, sir?
You should know that as well as I do.
Sure.
Oh, do you? Well, go on, Bottomley. What is it?
Well, I only know it as well as you do.
Do you?
Yes, yeah, so I got no idea either.
Bottomley, do you want another smack?
No, sir.
Well, you're going dangerously close to getting it, so just watch your step.
Yes.
Thank you, Green Bottle.
Yes.
All right, well...
But what is it, sir?
What's what?
That machine thing there.
Stamp. We can't waste our time on silly little things like that. We're down here to learn things.
Well, I want to learn what that is.
Oh, do you? Well, it's got nothing to do with you, so mind your own business.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I don't know what it is either.
No, well...
That notice would be wrong, I suppose.
Wrong? What notice?
The notice that says it's a separator.
Of course it's wrong. Who ever heard of a separator? No, wait a minute. Separator? That's right, yes.
Yes.
The separator, you know.
Separator?
Yes, a separator.
Like a referee in a boxing ring.
Referee? He's a separator.
No!
Bottomley, stop being idiotic. A referee in a boxing ring has got nothing to do with milk and cream.
Yes, well, our milkman's a fighter.
Is he?
Yes.
Yes, but that's got nothing to do with it either. He might be a fighter, but that doesn't make him a separator or a referee.
He's not a referee.
All right, well, that's just what I said. Have you got any brains?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't seem like it.
Yes, well, I only said our milkman's got a referee.
Yes. All right, he's not a referee.
No, he was born here.
Yes, well, that's lovely. He was what?
He was born here.
Born here?
Yes, he's not a referee.
He's not a refugee?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, he's not a refugee either.
Now, look, what's the use of trying to carry on a conversation with a maniac? I give in.
Yes.
You win, Green Bottle, so I don't want to hear any more about it.
Yes, well, I'll accept your apology.
Thank you.
Yes.
Listen, you'll accept a smack in the face if you're not very careful.
Hey, talking to referees.
But we're not.
Well, there's one over there.
Where?
Over there by that boxing tent.
Boxing tent? Where?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir, look.
Hey, come over and have a look.
No, we won't.
Oh, come on, sir.
Now, look, come back here, Bottomley.
You're all alone now. Come on, I'll miss you.
Look, I won't miss you when I get... Look, come back here, you... But come away from that boxing tent. I don't
Ollie, 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 this way, this way. Step right up, step right up.
gather round, folks, and I'll introduce you to the most daring team of fighters on the showgrounds. Those daring experiments of the noble art of boxing. Holly, 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 holly. Just come in a little closer, folks. We'll be starting any minute.
Come on, boys. We can't miss this.
Hey, boy, look at your boy.
Start it yet, mister?
We'll be starting right away. Olly, 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 olly.
What on earth do you boys think you're doing?
We're just going to have a look at the fight, sir.
Yes, well, he's going to be a fight, sir.
Boys, he got any muscles? Have a look.
Yes, well, my old man could beat him.
All right.
Oh, of course he could.
Look, will you boys come away from here?
Oh, fair God. Oh,
ladies and gentlemen.
Let's start.
Yes, we start.
You wait till I get you boys back in the classroom. Just you wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor to present to you for the first time on this showground my world-famous troop of boxers and wrestlers. I'm prepared to say without fear of contradiction that they are the finest troop of fighters on any showground in the world today.
Any good?
Yeah, people, none of these boys has yet been beaten any fight lasting 3 rounds of 2 minutes each. Now, shortly inside this tent, you'll witness 4 of the best boxing bouts you've ever seen in your lives. A special grudge match has been arranged between the boy you see on the end of the line there, Smasher Simons, weighing only 10 stone 6, and your own local champion, Jack Jackson, who weighs 12 stone 10. Jack Jackson will get 2 pounds if he's still on his feet at the end of 3 rounds. Don't go away, people. That's not all. 2 other bouts have been arranged for your entertainment. And if anyone here can prove that any bounce is not genuine, I'm prepared to give the sum of £50 to any local charity you care to nominate. Ladies and gentlemen, the boy what you see standing alongside me, he's none other than the famous Dangerous Dynamite Dixon, the unbeaten heavyweight champion of South America for the past 5 years. He's enormous. He's gigantic. He's a human sledgehammer, weighing 15 stone 8 when stripped for action. He has been described by the medical profession as the man what makes an anesthetic unnecessary. Just one hit from that mighty dynamite left fist, and you go to sleep for 1 consecutive week.
Oh, but he can't fight, mate.
Get away from
me. Now, people, as you see, I have here 1 £5 note, and I'm prepared to give this money to any man who can fight 5 rounds with Dangerous Dynamite Dixon and still be on his feet at the finish. £5 I'm prepared to offer to any man who can last 5 2-minute rounds with Dangerous Dynamite Dixon. A fiver. Now, who'd like to have a go? And it'll all be fair fighting. No hitting below the belt. No hitting in the clinches. A referee to see fair play. And £5 to anyone who can stay on his feet for 5 rounds. Now, all have a go.
Here you are, mister.
What, you, sonny?
No, not me. Him.
Yes, me. I'll certainly show him. No, not me, Bobby. What on earth?
Go on, have a pop.
Yes, go on.
No, don't be silly.
Well, strike, you've lost 2 pounds of that salesman, fella.
Well, what about it?
Well, here's a chance to make 5.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
The green box.
Go on. He's right, mister.
Hey, you.
Who, me?
Yes, come here.
What for?
Come here. Can you fight?
What?
Can you fight?
Fight?
Look, I'll give you £5 if you can last 5 rounds with Dangerous Dynamite Dixon.
Yes, but I...
Look, do you want to fight?
What?
Do you want to fight?
No.
Yes, he does, mister. Of course he does.
Keep quiet, you boys.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know whether this man wants to fight or not. I think he's a coward.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Well, are you a coward?
Coward? Who, me? No, certainly not.
Well, will you fight?
Yes. No.
If you don't fight, he'll reckon you're a coward, sir.
Will he?
Of course he will.
Hey, you. Hey, come here.
Who, me?
Yes. Are you a coward?
No.
You want £5?
No. Yes.
Well, step up here.
What?
Step up here on the stand.
Yes, but I...
What's your name?
Name? Pim.
What's your Christian name?
Percy.
Serves you right.
Exactly.
Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing Percy Pym. Percy Pym has challenged Dangerous Dynamite Dixon to 5 rounds of 2 minutes each, and if he's on his feet at the end of 5 rounds, he gets to see the money what I told you.
Yes, sir, we'll win you.
Percy.
Yes?
Meet Dynamite.
Oh, how do you do?
Shake hands. Who are you?
Oh, look. Let go.
Well, Dynamite, will you fight him?
Fight him?
him.
Thank you.
What? Elizabeth!
Ladies and gentlemen, five bouts have been arranged for your entertainment. The bouts will take place inside the tent. The price of admission is 1 shilling adults and 6 for children. Now buy your tickets at the box. No waiting, there's no delay. The show's going and ready to start immediately. Buy your ticket at the box. 1 shilling adults and 6 for children. Ollie, 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 ollie.
How do you feel, sir?
The feel?
This is your corner in.
We're going to be your second, sir.
Second?
Yeah, I'll give you a drink between rounds.
What?
Yes, you know, and wipe the blood off.
Blood? You might get 5 pounds out of this, sir.
Yes, yes, and then again, I might.
You wait, Bottomley, you wait.
Fight?
It was all your fault.
My fault? No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Stride, don't you want to fight him?
No, of course I don't.
Why, sir?
Well, what?
All you got to do is dong him.
Yes, and I'll dong you as soon as I get out of here.
Here he is.
Who?
The fellow who was talking.
Yes,
we're ready, mister.
Righto, sonny.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, I'll just ask you to put your hands together to give the boys a bit of encouragement.
Yes, all the same.
Thank you, thank you. The first bout will be contested for a prize of £5. My money says that this man can't stand on his feet after 5 rounds with Dixon.
That's all you right.
On my left. Dangerous Dynamite Dixon, 15'8", the undefeated heavyweight champion of South America. Yay! On my right, Percy Pym, the challenger. Righto, boys, into the ring.
Yes, sir.
5 pounds of 2 minutes. No hitting below the belt, no hitting in the clinches, no rabbiting, pinching or scratching. Fight hard, boys, but fight clean. Right, shake, Shaw.
Oh, let go my hand.
Right, fight on.
Now, go away, go away, go away.
Come here, you.
Listen, ow.
Oh,
Go away, sir. Yes, well, that's one round.
Beating with your coat.
Yeah.
Want a drink?
No.
You're doing fine.
Yes. Tell him to stop it. Tell him to stop it.
Why, sir?
Yeah,
you want to dong him a bit more, sir?
Yes, sir.
You might get 5 pounds.
You've only got it in once more, and that'll be the second time you've touched him.
Yeah. Oh, look, your nose is bleeding.
Now, ball him over this time, sir.
No, I'm blind.
Go away.
He's down.
Yes.
Get up, sir. Get up.
Oh, come on, sir. Get up.
Get back to your corner, Dynamite. Get back to your corner. One, two, three, four.
I break the speed down. What do you think you're doing?
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, out. The winner. Dangerous Dynamite Dixon.
Hey, look, he's conscious.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. E can get up.
Yes, but he's too late.
Right, well, he's coming around too.
Now you'll cop it, Bottomley.
Yes, well, in that case, I think I'll go and see the fat lady.
The fat lady?
Yes, and so I'll just say, good morning, boys.
Good morning, Green Bottle.
Good morning, boys.